The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora and welcome to Stories from the South on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. It's our show dedicated to celebrating South Invercargill, brought to you by South Alive. I'm your host Courtney Allison, and today on the show I will be chatting to Nadine about some upcoming language exchange groups. But first, for those who haven't heard of South Alive or have always wondered what South Alive is about, we're a community organisation focused on building pride in South Invercargill. We have about 100 regular volunteers who help with lots of different projects, from our community gardens and orchards to our community events like concerts in our community park and World Kindness Day. As well as our projects and volunteer teams, we also have our community park behind the South City Mall. Our park has our community rooms, which are available for hire, the Pantry Community Cafe, as well as the basketball court, the stage and the play container outside. So what's been happening in the last few weeks? Well, throughout the month of October, we ran some consultation, which we do every year, where we try and gather some ideas from the community around what's important to them about South Invercargill and what we could do to make it better, all towards that kind of vision of making South Invercargill a place we're proud of. And so over the last few weeks, I've been looking over all of those responses and trying to collate them all and figure out what are some of the themes. So in terms of the first question we asked was, what do you like about South Invercargill? And the overwhelming response was the people and the sense of community. More than half of the people that replied to our survey talked about, yeah, that sense of neighbourliness and the friendly people and that the community feel to the area, which is really awesome to hear. So the other things in addition to that were comments around the council parks. So we saw how much you all value the community parks, the council parks. And I think we all noticed that with the recent storm event, how much we all missed the parks when we couldn't go in there and how much we really value them. So cool to see the different parks that people mentioned. Some people talked about parks and open spaces generally, but others mentioned specific ones like Russell Square, which we know is a really popular one, Elizabeth Park, the Estuary Walkway, lots of great open spaces and council reserves in South Invercargill. And the other top theme was around South Alive and the Pantry. Aren't you all lovely? So it's lovely to hear how much you all value the spaces that we provide there, spaces for connection, the groups and the events that we run. So yeah, really cool to see that come through too. And then very importantly, the next question we asked is, what could we do to improve South Invercargill? And again, there was a real clear winner in that one. So the most common response was around improving the South City shopping area and the mall and the tidying up the frontages and that kind of thing. So we do a little bit of work with the South City businesses around that. And so we will continue to do that. It's really good to see that what the community is asking for is some of the things we're working on. And so the work will continue in that space as we try to improve that shopping area. The other responses were about having clean and tidy streets and no rubbish. And again, we've got a zero rubbish initiative. So if perhaps you replied to our survey with a comment along those lines and want to do your bit to keep our streets nice and tidy, you can adopt the street you live on or work on. Let us know that you want to look after that street. We set you up with some reusable gloves and some rubbish bags and a high-vis vest, and you can be the kaitiaki of that street. You can look after it, keep it clean of rubbish. It only probably needs once a week. You just wander down and pick up any rubbish you see. And if everyone just does that little bit, it all really collectively adds up to being quite a big impact. So that was one of the key themes that came from the survey results. And then the last thing was, well, there were many things, but the other main thing that was raised is just around having more things to do. So I think people really value having activities, groups and events, places and opportunities for connection. So rest assured, that's definitely on the radar, and we'd love more people to join us and help with providing more things to do, because it takes our collective actions and efforts to make these things happen. But yeah, we're definitely keen to keep running lots of community events and activities and groups, some of which we'll talk about today. So those are kind of the high-level survey results. There'll be some summaries coming out shortly with lots of pictures, so it's not too heavy to read. Watch this space. Pop into South Alive or pop onto a social media and we'll have that summary of the results shared on there. We've also had World Kindness Day recently, so we celebrate World Kindness Day every year. We like to think we celebrate kindness every day, but we make an extra special effort on World Kindness Day. And so that was another great collaborative event where we had lots of input from different organisations. Invercargill Prison did some baking, the Invercargill South Rotary Club were there running some games, the Y brought their trailer, the Red Cross were there talking about the services they offer, including the curtain bank. So many different people come along and are involved in these events that we run, and we really love bringing the community together like that, because it is the collective action that can make some great events for our community to come along and enjoy. So yeah, big thank you to everyone who was involved in World Kindness Day. Time now for our micro moment of the month. We rely a lot on volunteers to make all of these things happen at South Alive, but we do know it can be hard for people to commit much time these days, which is why each show we share some micro volunteering opportunities in our micro moment of the month. So that's all about making a moment matter, quick, short ways of contributing with very little prep or signing up or time. And this month, your micro moment is to adopt your street. And I mentioned it a little bit just before, where you can adopt your street and keep it clean of rubbish. We actually just had a local kindy in the last couple of weeks adopt the streets around their kindergarten. And so we've got some tamariki-sized gloves, some little toddler gloves for the kids to wear. And they've got their little hivers that they have at kindy anyway, so they're going to look after the streets around their kindy and keep that nice and clean of rubbish. So we're starting that volunteering and that active citizenship early with the kindergarten kids getting involved, and so you can too. So yeah, let us know what street you live on and that you want the area you want to look after, and we'll add it to our database and let's see if we can get all of the streets of South Invercargill adopted. And now it is time to welcome our special guest, Nadine.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for inviting me.
So we're here today to talk about this idea that's kind of come up when we've had a few catch-ups over coffee at the pantry. And this idea for some language exchange groups came up.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about why or where this idea kind of came from for you?
Well, the idea to do it here came from a few people who were asking about different language classes, but also people who had classes done already and were able to speak a language, but just started losing it because they were not using it anymore. And so initially I had the idea, or I experienced that myself back in Berlin, when my school English was perfectly at writing and spelling everything, but then you come to speaking and you never use it. So I completely didn't have anything there.
Yeah.
So I started to speak to people, or tried to speak to people, and I just realized that my writing would be perfect, but I couldn't find the words for speaking. So there was something like a language exchange possible over there. You could just find a lot of people there from in Berlin, every different country, really. You could find all nations there and all languages there. And you would just pick one of those persons online and probably look for similar interests and the same languages that you wanted to learn. And I ended up meeting with a lady from Israel who grew up in two languages. So she was able to speak Hebrew and English.
Wow.
And she wanted to learn German. So we just met a few times, and she learned German and I learned English just through talking. And it was a really nice experience because her English, her German was as broken as my English was.
Yeah,
so perfect. We had to correct each other all the time, and it was so much fun. We were laughing so much, and our common interest was music. So we ended up playing music together, writing songs together, and all that, and playing gigs together. It was really, really cool, and it was just such a nice experience. And after that, my English just came back to life, really.
Yeah.
And she started studying in German, which is quite difficult as well if you can't speak it. So she did really well as well. And I had a few other language exchange partners over there who mostly wanted to learn German. And my English was not that urgent anymore because I was already able to speak. So I helped them a bit. And I thought it would be great to have that here as well, because there's so many people interested in language classes. But if you don't use it, you know,
you, you lose it, don't you? If you don't use it, you lose it. So, it's a chance to practice it. And like so many things, I think, that we run at South Alive, like the idea is there might be this event or this activity or this group, and like that might be the purpose of it, but there's these beautiful other like kind of benefits that come from it, like the friendships and those connections that, like, you talk about that connection you had with the lady from Israel. Like, it's, there's beautiful friendships and other benefits that can come from these kind of groups.
Yeah, and because back then it was just a it was like an online platform mm-hmm. where you can meet people really. And it was a one-on-one sessions and no one was hosting that. But in Berlin, you have to like really so many nations to choose from, which you yeah. might not have here. So I thought it would be good to have some hosted groups to start with. And then yeah. The people can get to know each other. And then hopefully later on further down the track, they can just exchange contacts and meet whenever they want.
Yeah. Yeah. So it starts off in this group setting. But yeah, natural yes. things may evolve out of it for, yeah, if people really click or there's a shared language. Yeah.
Yeah. And the great thing was... We did have quite a lot of interest in French, and luckily Cammy from yes. the pantry is a native French speaker, and she was keen to host one. So the first one was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I popped in, although my French is not really there. I still managed to introduce myself in French, but yeah, so she was there, and there were a few other ladies, and it was just lovely to see how they all started speaking. And
yeah.
You could see that they had difficulties in the beginning, but it came back. And even my French from school back then, it was just a few years that I had it there. But I managed to understand most of what they were talking about. Oh, so that was quite cool yeah. as well. And I'm really looking forward to the next ones. And we will have a few of them at the pantry.
Yes.
Which is yeah. such a nice location.
Well, when you first talked about this concept and your own experiences of it over the other side of the world, I kind of thought it's such a beautiful and natural fit for what we do at South Alive and the pantry. We know that the South Invercargill area is a little bit more culturally diverse. And so we really want to celebrate and embrace that. And having these kind of inclusive groups and places to learn and for people, yeah, to that shared learning, but also in a really informal and relaxed setting. Like, it's not like that classroom setting where it's scary and formal or boring. Like, it's, you can have a coffee and, yeah. and enjoy yourself and have some laughs.
Yeah, no one judges you for that, right?
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what people sometimes have in a class. It's like, oh, yeah, you have to go there and you have yeah. to commit to something. And yeah, sure, it would be still nice if you commit to these groups, but it's up to you, really. And
yeah, if you miss a week, you're not going to fall behind on what was learned that week. It was just, yeah.
You can. No, and it's completely up to you how much you learn, because it's all about how much effort you want to put into that. But because you're not judged and you don't have to speak in front of a big group and no one's asking yeah. questions about your knowledge, it's just, you know, it's an easygoing yeah. thing. And it's it was really nice yesterday, because it was just the cafe atmosphere, and there was one person who was perfectly speaking French, of course, and then the others just chipped in and they were having a conversation about different things. And I think it's just the greatest way to learn the conversation. You still yes. need, like, probably for this would be beneficial if you had some kind of knowledge of the language mm-hmm. that you want to keep rather than yes. to learn, because it's not a classroom.
Yeah.
But it will revive.
Yeah, so beautiful. And so... we obviously started with French. It was a natural fit because Cammy, our pantry manager, is French. And yeah. so she, you know, she was interested in, she's been living in New Zealand for
20 odd years.
Yeah, quite a while now. And so the chances to practice and use the language that she was raised with is, yeah, there's not as many opportunities. So it's a great way for her to use the language. And so that was our natural fit to go get started with French. But we have talked about a few other languages, haven't we?
Yes. So we do have Chinese in the pipeline.
Yeah,
there's quite some interest out there, and I know there are a few native speakers as well who are keen to improve their English, mm-hmm. so that would fit in perfectly.
Yeah,
so they will hopefully be happening very soon. I meet with my main Chinese person next week.
Beautiful.
And then we can arrange a date from there, and we have a Spanish in the pipeline as well.
Yeah, cool.
And I've been asked about German, so...
yeah, if you're going to start with German, lead by example.
Yeah, and I mean, it's really for everyone who has something to offer and wants to learn something. So it's whatever we can find, and we can match native speakers with
yeah.
learners.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way.
And the other one we had some inquiries about was Tadeo. And we did talk a little bit about that when we first were talking about this concept. So I know, like, SIT have some wonderful night classes for people that want to learn. But again, it's like, okay, so you might have finished those classes. Now what? So that you don't lose all of that beautiful language that you've learned. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we just need to find the people. So if you're listening and you would like to be the host or the facilitator of that one, we would love to hear from you. Yeah, we'd love to include Te Reo Māori into the language exchange groups if we could.
Yeah, I have a person in mind.
Yeah.
To contact him.
Brilliant. And so at the moment we're running Wednesdays 1:30 at yes. the pantry for the French one. But I mean, this is all just, as many things we do at South Alive, it's trial and error. We see yeah. how we go. And we know, I think you've had a bit of interest from people who want some evening sessions maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. So we take all of that on board. We'll just see how it goes for a few weeks, and then we'll yeah. adapt as we go, as depending on what people's needs are. Or
I think that's the biggest challenge, to find a suitable time for everyone. Because then you have the people who have kids and they can only work around the school runs. Then they have people who have lots of things on the weekend. So you can't really do a weekend class. And then you have the 9-to-5 working people. Yeah. So they, of course, want to do it in the evening. So, yeah. But if we can get these groups to work and people share their contacts with each other, then they can actually just meet the person who has the same time preferences as they do.
That's exactly right. It might just be about coming once or twice to the group to meet the people, find those connections, and then.
Or maybe just meet them again later down, later if you had your other meetings every now and then just connect with them again.
Yeah.
See what's happening.
Keep the connection going.
Yep.
Amazing. And so how do people get involved? If they're interested in coming to the French one, obviously you can just come along Wednesdays at 1:30.
Yeah.
Or if they want more information, or they're interested in perhaps some of the other languages and want to be kept in the loop when those other languages come on board, what's the best way to find out?
Well, I think the best way to find out would be pop into the pantry, grab a coffee and ask the people there.
Come and see us.
Or you can probably contact Southern Live via email.
Yep. And we've got a special email address.
We get a special email address
for this.
southland.language.exchange@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. This is what we love about South Alive, is that these ideas come from us. It's led by the community. We're just supporting to make these things happen, and it's just really meeting those needs and the aspirations of the community. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I think you're doing a really great job.
Well, we think you are. Thank you. Very cool. So pop along and see us if you're interested in learning more, or flick a message through to that email, southland.language.exchange@gmail.com. And once again, we have lots of other awesome events coming up in South Invercargill this month. Cue the Mariah Carey music. It's time for Christmas. We've got Deck the Pod coming up. We have had our Christmas tree up for a few weeks already down at South Alive, but we will be turning a wee space in the pantry into Santa's Grotto, as we do every year, ready for Deck the Pod, which is happening on Saturday the 6th of December, so just a week away. It's our last big event for the year, so it's running from 4 till 7. We've got lots of great entertainment lined up. We've got the Rock and Roll Club, we've got Don't Fret, the ukulele group, the South City Choir, our very own Lara Kerr, who works in the pantry and has the most incredible voice. And is also a great dancer. I think she often is in the rock and roll as well. And then we're wrapping things up with the Invercargill Jazz Band. So it'll be a great evening of entertainment. We also have Santa photos happening in the pantry from 4:30 to 5:30 that night. There's Christmas market stalls in our community rooms. We've got a couple of food trucks, and then we've got some Christmas activities. So again, our friends at the Invercargill South Rotary Club are coming along. We've also got a volunteer who is going to be doing some raranga, some weaving, some Christmas-themed things, so some stars and some baskets weaved with harakeke. So lots of cool, fun, family-friendly activities. Oh, and face painting. We've always got face painting there too. So yeah, lots of great fun to be had at Deck the Pod, Saturday the 6th of December from 4 till 7. If it's really wet, we will postpone till the following day, so Sunday the 7th. But we're fingers crossed for some beautiful sunshine like we've been having lately. And time now for some news from the pantry. And joining me now is Kimmy, our pantry manager, and it's starting to look very festive around the shop now.
Yes. Yeah, now our middle table is out with all the Christmas goodies. Robin has been a busy lady with the crochet, so yeah, you'll find some amazing one-of-a-kind pieces available here at the pantry.
So we've got cushions and tree skirts and hand towels and all sorts.
Yes. And as I said, one-of-a-kind, you wouldn't find that in those big brand market shops. And you're, of course, helping the community as you buy from here, because all these items are donations. So when you actually buy from these items, you are donating back to the community. And also, you will find these goodies at the Peacehaven Wee Village Market that they're holding on the 3rd of December for their residents, but also for other people. So, yeah.
Very cool. Is this something they do? We've never been involved.
It's a one-of-a-kind. No, this is the first time I hear from
We've never been involved before. So it's an exciting new market happening on the 3rd of December. And, pop along and get our Christmas goodies there.
Absolutely.
And there's some lovely produce in the fridge from our local growers.
Yes, So if you want to support local as well for your Christmas lunch, we've got everything available as well. We've got the salads, We've got radishes, obviously. That brings some nice colour to your salads too, isn't it? And a bit of crunch. And yeah, of course, the cream from Logan for the Pav.
Oh, yes. Yep. Because we know Christmas is still a month away, but it's, we're getting into the silly season where there's all the Christmas do's and everything, and you often have to bring a plate somewhere. So yeah, there's all the ingredients to make your yummy festive salads and things that you can take along to your Christmas do's. Lovely. And as always, delicious food in the cabinet, delicious coffee, made to order. So come on down and we'll see you soon at the pantry.
All right.
And our volunteer spotlight. So each show I like to shine the light on one of our volunteer action teams because they really are the heart of South Alive and who we are. So as I mentioned, we've got Deck the Pod coming up. Now that is organised by our wonderful events team. So we've got a team of volunteers who love having fun and volunteering at the same time, and what better way than organising lots of community events. So they're the people behind the events like Deck the Pod and World Kindness Day. So they're involved in finding the market stalls and the food trucks and the entertainers, putting up flyers everywhere. There's all sorts that goes on behind the scenes to make these events happen. And so, yeah, they're the wonderful group that make it happen. So if you're interested in volunteering, you can be part of the group, the events team that organises it, or you can also just be a casual events volunteer who just helps out on the day of the event, because we need many people to help out with stringing up bunting and fairy lights and all sorts for our events. So yeah, if you're interested in being involved, as always, just pop down and see us, or flick us a message at info@southalive.org.nz and we can get you joined up and helping out. And finally, it's our supporter shout out. We wouldn't be able to achieve all that we do without the incredible support from organisations in our community. So each show I like to wrap things up with a wee shout out to one of those organisations. And this week it's the Bainfield Gardens. So unfortunately that group had some damage with the storm and they're not able to access their own gardens at the moment. But through the beautiful power of community and connections, they have got a team of people who are willing and able to help. And so they are helping out in some other community gardens while they can't get into their own. So they've been helping out in our community garden and orchards over the past couple of weeks. So yeah, just a massive thanks to them. I think it's so beautiful that out of something not so positive, something positive has really sprung, and being able to share their resources with us and other gardens around Southland has just been really a wonderful boost for our own volunteers to have a few extra hands to help out. So massive thanks to the Bainfield Gardens. And thank you for joining us today with Stories from the South on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. If you're interested in volunteering or coming along to any of the events we've talked about today, check out our website, southalive.org.nz, phone us on 218 6882, or pop down and see us at The Pod, 262 Ness Street. While you're on our website, you can also check out the news tab and you'll see a link to this show on Spotify. Follow us there and you can tune in each time a new show drops. This show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the Programs tab. Links to stream podcasts can also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. Or there's the updated accessmedia.nz app. Look for the kiwifruit logo. Just download it for free from Google Play, and then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.